in the newspaper, it's only one child. It's not a big thing with 17 people that get killed.
And across Iraq, America's allies are paying an ever higher price.
Ave Maria, piena di grazia, il Signore è con te.
But he said, the more they attack us, the more fighting will take
six
them.
American soldiers
which
were
a senior U.S. official tells ABC is exactly what the U.S.
Iraq.
Is now planning.
This is the only way to ultimately protect U.S. forces. Instead of backing off, U.S. forces will conduct aggressive offensive military operations.
1 week later, in northern Israel, in an apparently unrelated incident, a Palestinian sniper fires into this Israeli
and
car.
We defend ourselves against Israeli attacks. All the violence in the region comes from the occupation. If the Palestinian, if the occupation stops, I think Palestinians are willing to live in peace and stop all kinds of violence.
Long, dirty fingers pick up the cigarette. The Zippo lighter lights the lucky strike. This is it. There's no turning back now. Everyone's in. And God has blessed our revenge. Let the fighting begin!
Gotta get even.
Straps buckle around a youthful waist. An explosive message ready to detonate. Oppressed and desperate, they give up their young. Misguided missiles from an assassin's gun.
I gotta get even. I gotta get even.
We love martyrdom and we seek martyrdom.
We have to.
Get out of my country, occupiers, the crowd chanted.
Long black Cadillac of democracy, born from the pillars of justice. All that muscle, head to toe, let's gear up, we're ready to go.
Even, I can't leave it.
Another strong warning today about the dangers in Iraq.
Even.
This one from the State Department. Commander speaking from Baghdad today said the troops in Iraq walk with death every day.
It's a war of words, it's a war of minds. Whose side are you on? His or mine? It's a war of hate, a bigot stew. And I'm the rubber and you're the glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Even.
And kill more radical Palestinian leaders, government officials said today.
They pull a gun, we pull a knife. Don't worry about nothing, it'll be alright. From valley to city, from shore to shore, peace don't live around here no more. Revenge, revenge, the devil's delight. He's got a bead, we're in his sights.
2 days ago, a Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up, killing 20 Israelis while injuring about 100 others.
Anti-terror operations. Three of them were gunmen killed during overnight clashes. The fourth was a 10-year-old boy. He was shot by Israeli soldiers as he was trapping birds in a restricted area near the security barrier with Israel.
A mother weeps over a bloody corpse, her child lost in this unholy war. Soldiers line up, it's time to pay back. More children will die, more mothers in blood!
Even.
The scars of the firefight stirred the streets of Samarra today. Cars crushed by U.S. Army tanks. Buildings hit by mortars and machine guns so that he could enhance his own hometown of Turin. The north of my life, says this man, I have never seen such a war as happened yesterday. It was street war. According to U.S. Army officials, two convoys were delivering Iraqi currency to the city's banks, and they were suddenly ambushed with bombs, grenades, and gunfire from more than 60 well-armed insurgents.
Are we looking at this one closely?
Yes.
And this is my message to the whole party, that we want to live in peace.
Get even.
Get even.